Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that, for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess.
This is a severe winter storm warning for.
Hi. That's not true. Ignore that. Sorry, I hit something when I was setting up. Since we're already live, why not start today's broadcast a minute or two early? This is Sarah Johnson, reporting from the Channel 6 News Tower. In today's news, the rock slide that's blocked off Franklin Street north of Oak Street keeps growing. It seems like the tremors after last week's earthquake have slowed down, but I don't know enough to know whether they're done for good or not, so just avoid anywhere near the cliffside for now. You're better off not testing it. Also, sprouts have started popping up through the dirt in the community garden. It looks like the radishes and beets are growing the fastest. But those veggies won't be ready for quite some time, so if you want to sign up to join next week's hunt, ask Jim in Bay 3 of the Center Market. And if you want those weapons nice and sharp before the hunt, be sure to swing by today's sponsor, Restock. Restock has the finest secondhand tools around, whether you're looking to hunt, build, farm, or fight. Swing by Bay 6 in the Central Market for complimentary blade sharpening with any trade-in or purchase. Thank you, Restock, for sponsoring today's broadcast. Back to today's news. There'll be loud noise from 3 to 9 tonight coming from the East Side Forest as workers collect wood to repair the water filtration system. As a reminder, if you start to run low on water, visit the Center Market Help Desk with your punch card to receive another round of water bottles. As there's a limited stock, please make sure to only take water if completely necessary. Our last update today is that Thursday's night market will take place as scheduled. Anyone's free to bring a product and set up a stand downtown, so come shop around, eat food, listen to music, and have fun! Thank you all for tuning into the morning broadcast, and I'll talk to you again this afternoon.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.